This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised that the United States will stand with its European allies against Russia. This comes ahead of the president's first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden is set to leave Wednesday for Europe, where he will attend summits of both G7 and NATO, as well as hold a meeting with Putin in Geneva on June 16th. The summit comes amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years. There are tensions over hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. And in an op-ed for The Washington Post published on Saturday, Biden promised to shore up Washington's democratic alliances in the face of multiple crises and mounting threats from Moscow and from Beijing. Since taking office in January, Biden has ramped up pressure on the Kremlin. His comments likening Putin to a killer were met with fierce criticism in Moscow, but both leaders have expressed hope that relations can improve. Putin said Friday he expects a positive result from the talks. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, along with a high-level delegation, met Sunday with leaders in Kabul to discuss bilateral cooperation after U.S. and coalition troops leave the country by a September 11th deadline. The discussions come as Taliban insurgents have intensified battlefield attacks against government forces, capturing 9 Afghan districts, including 6 in the past week, since the foreign military withdrawal began a month ago. Hundreds of combatants on both sides and Afghan civilians have been killed. A spokesman for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Sunday that talks with Khalilzad's team focused on defense, economy, and humanitarian assistance. This is VOA News. At least 11 civilians, including 4 women and 3 children, were killed when a roadside bomb struck a bus in Afghanistan, officials said on Sunday. The latest attack targeting passenger vehicles occurred on Saturday evening, raising fears of fresh violence in the months ahead as the U.S. military continues to pull out its last remaining troops. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Taliban is accused of planting the bomb. Saturday's attack came after a series of blasts targeted passenger buses in Kabul this week, 2 of them on Thursday. Violence has soared in recent weeks as the U.S. military continues to withdraw its remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. The U.S. and European Union voiced concern over Nigeria's decision to indefinitely ban Twitter after the U.S. social media giant deleted a tweet from the president's account for violating its rules. International human rights groups have also condemned the move, which followed previous attempts by Africa's most populous country to regulate social media. Nigerian telecoms operators complied with a government directive on Friday to suspend access to Twitter indefinitely. Last week, Twitter deleted a remark on President Muhammadu Buhari's account in which he obliquely threatened violence and a warning about recent unrest by a separatist group. He said those responsible for recent attacks on police and election officials will be treated, quote, in the language they understand. The presidency denied late on Saturday that the Twitter suspension was a response to the removal of that post. Twitter has played an important role in public discourse in Nigeria. The hashtag Bring Back Our Girls resulted from the Boko Haram kidnapping 276 schoolgirls in 2014. End SARS resulted from anti-police brutality protests last year. The diplomatic missions of the EU, U.S., Britain, and Canada, and also Ireland, issued a joint statement late Saturday saying banning the means of communication and expression is not the answer. They say this is precisely the moment when Nigeria needs to foster inclusive dialogue. Israeli authorities Sunday detained and released 2 prominent Palestinian activists who gained a global audience while fighting eviction from their homes in the Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. Israeli police arrested Mona El-Kurd at her home Sunday. Her twin brother, Mohammed, later turned himself in after hearing the police were looking for him. Both have since been released. The El-Kurds are one of many Palestinian families facing eviction in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood because of Israeli settlements. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.